We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's turn our attention to Grant McCauley. He is our baseball insider, our Braves expert, and he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Grant.
Grant, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Obviously not even 9 a.m. and it's already a slow news day.
Right. So what do you make of that?
I think it's an incredible deal, obviously, for the Yankees, one that I feel like had they not been able to bring Aaron Judge back, I don't really know. I mean, not that anybody's going to be sitting around feeling sorry for a club with those kind of resources, but I don't really know what the trajectory of the club is after watching somebody of that stature walk away, having had the season he just had, and trying to find what would amount to some version of plan B or plan B, C, and D to make up for the offense you're going to be losing from your lineup. So an essential move for the Yankees, a club like the Giants. I'm sure there were probably other teams that were more than kicking the tires on Aaron Judge, have just missed out on the preeminent slugger that was available in the free agent market. And as we've seen over the course of the winter meetings, and even with the Jacob deGrom signing over the weekend before they got started, this is a crazy time. The hot stove is not just, you know, warm. It is absolutely scalding hot. So be very careful as you approach it, because you never know what the next thing to be flying off that's going to be.
You know what? I'm curious, Grant, with the signing of Trey Turner to the Phillies, does that put pressure on the Braves to try to hurry up and get, Dansby Swanson deal done?
Not necessarily. I think that, you know, we're going to look at these four shortstops, and I think the big question for me was, when is the first domino going to fall and somebody's going to sign somewhere, whether that was Correa, Turner, Swanson, or Xander Bogaerts? But these are four very different players. Now, the thing that surprised me the most about Turner's deal is not that he's going to be making, you know, somewhere between $27 and $30 million a year. I expected that fully. I was surprised about the 11 years. That's the big thing for me. I thought this was going to be a 7, maybe an 8-year deal that would take him into his late 30s. They're going to be paying him to 40, 41 years old. So if there was a surprising factor and one that kind of had me start to reevaluate maybe what this market looks like, it was the years, not the annual value. So the question I feel like for the Braves has become, you know, once they establish a value and a number of years that they are comfortable with, not really deviating outside of that. And I don't want to invoke the Freddie Freeman saga right now, because I feel like it might be jumping the gun, but there are some echoes of that most certainly in the lens and how we look at Dansby Swanson's situation. So the Trey Turner signing with the Phillies, it makes the Phillies better. It doesn't necessarily push the Braves' hand to needing to get the Swanson deal done immediately. But it just underscores the importance of the Braves continuing to try to find a way, in my opinion, to get him back, because that is how they are the best ball club that I can see going forward, is continuing by having Dansby Swanson as your starting shortstop.
Hey, Grant McCauley is our baseball expert, our Braves insider, joining us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. What's the backup plan, Grant, for Swanson?
I think we already know, you know, right now what the in-house candidates are. But, you know, Brian Snitker spoke to the media yesterday and was asked about Dansby Swanson and had glowing things to say about him, which is not surprising. And then he was asked about, oh, well, Von Grissom has been, you know, working out with Ron Washington. You know, are you comfortable with Grissom taking over? Is Arcia in this mix? And he said, look, we got both those guys. We like both of those guys, but I haven't seen Von Grissom play shortstop. And until I put my eyes on that, then I can't sit here and tell you, well, Von Grissom is clearly the answer and we're prepared to move on. And I don't think anybody's really prepared in that regard to just hand the keys over, so to speak, to Von Grissom. And it's not a knock on him being an important piece of the club, perhaps in the future. But this is a kid that, you know, he had some success at the big league level, and then he had what most guys have, which is an adjustment period that follows that. And you got to keep in mind that he's one of the youngest players in baseball last year, playing out of position and skipped AAA altogether. So I feel like there are just a few boxes that could be checked that would help set up Von Grissom for the future, more so than having to step in and immediately become the starting shortstop for the Atlanta Braves on opening day of 2023. I just don't feel like anybody has really resigned themselves to any backup plan at this point with Swanson and other players out there in play, and the fact that we've seen Alex Anthopoulos can make a trade. The guy knows how to get the deal done.
Yeah, no question about that. Grant, we were talking about this morning what the Mets and the Phillies have done, you know, as far as, you know, going out and getting Trey Turner and guys like that. Is it fair to wonder if the Braves are going to do enough to stay pace with those two teams?
I think that it's natural, certainly. I mean, I've got, you know, the usual loonies that are out there on Twitter just excited that their team has signed one player, and now they're going to win the World Series because on December the 6th, they gave out a $300 million contract. Well, even in the case of the Phillies, a club that went to the World Series last year, and they did the thing that clubs, you know, typically at that time of year can do and surprise baseball, and that's get hot and go on a run. And the Phillies did that last year, and credit to them, they're going out and spending, and we already knew the Mets were going to spend money. They weren't going to just watch Jacob DeGrom leave and not a plan B. They're going to have a plan like 1B. If we don't have DeGrom, we got to get somebody who should be just as good, and that's what they did with Justin Verlander. But the Braves are a club that won 101 games. They're returning the majority of that club. They do have to settle shortstop. There's no two ways about that, but they have a good rotation, a very good bullpen, and they're returning the majority of the guys from that 101-win club and should have better versions of Ronald Acuna Jr. and Ozzie Albies because they'll be healthier. So this is a team that's not just – they're not losing ground. The Braves didn't just lose 10 games in the standings because Trey Turner signed with the Phillies or because Justin Verlander signed with the Mets. The Braves are a very good ball club, and I know people may not want to just hear that and then think, oh, well, I guess that means we're not going to do anything. I don't think that's true at all. I don't think the Braves are done. I think that they continue to do it in their methodical fashion of sizing up the market, finding the move they want to make, having the conviction in making that move, and then pulling the trigger. That's been the way Alex Anthopoulos has operated for the 5 years he's been at the helm.
I only have 30 seconds. Now that Trey Turner is done, do you expect the next shortstop to come off the board soon, like maybe today or tomorrow, and then we'll get Dansby shortly thereafter?
I think it could happen. I don't expect Dansby Swanson to be, you know, signing because, you know, soon because he's busy getting right now. But, you know, Carlos Correa, that's a deal that could happen, I think, at any time. I think there's a lot of interested clubs there. And Xander Bogaerts, there's been a lot of discussion about him. Will he go back to the Red Sox? That sounds like a bridge that might be burned. So you could be talking about another one of these big shortstops finding a new home. So anything could happen as quickly as we've seen deals come together with the winter meetings. And I'm kind of excited we've got this winter meetings thing back because after the last few years of not having them, this has been a lot of fun to watch over the last few days. And hopefully it's just a sign of things to come as all these clubs have all these important conversations with free agents and each other for free agency, trades, and all the good stuff that will take us into the new year.
As always, Grant, we'll keep our eyes and ears to the ground. Thanks much.
Peace.
All right. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.